T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Did we not call that yesterday? Some guy that we had never heard of wrote a piece about the Crowder thing being the racist Boston crowd.
Yeah.
And did we not call it by saying yesterday it will be everywhere, all over the place? And I turn on television last night, and there it is. Bomani Jones and Israel Gutierrez.
Not surprised. Not surprised.
And they're just feeding off of these lies, mm-hmm. this lazy old narrative that just hangs out there. It's.
I don't want Hayward. I want Gallinari.
Absolutely.
I only want Italians. I don't like Hayward. He's too white for me.
I only want people
like
of
Olive.
Mixed race.
Yeah, I want Olive.
I want people of the beige color. Yeah,
sure.
I wanted Kevin Durant. See, could you envision what this team?
But isn't
would
that
look
your first
like
comeback
you
though? Wouldn't that be your first response?
It was everybody
it
in Boston's first comeback. They wanted Kevin Durant. They wanted the best player. It had nothing to
Here's
do with the color
because people
of
are saying
skin.
So. Writers, Howard is he's a possible fit. I mean, here's a guy that's a free agent. So is every other good player that's a free agent. So people in the stands probably heard about it. Said, "Oh wait, there's that guy. I heard somebody talking about. Oh yeah, let's make him feel welcome. Let's make sure everybody knows that. Oh yeah, well they like me in Boston. I guess I'd rather go there than New Orleans, right? I mean, that's where we should go." But yes, we did call it yesterday. You knew that every little talking head show would have some sort of opinion.
Brad Stevens coached at Butler, and Gordon Hayward, you know, coached at Butler. And All I'm saying is, if I ask you to look at me and say that, you will bust out laughing. You couldn't look me in the eye and tell me that's the reason why we're having this damn conversation.
Why is it? Tell me why.
Can we
already have a relationship? He's familiar with his coach.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what we talk about here. That's why that's why the people in the crowd are clapping.
Yeah.
You know. And
I know exactly
why Gordon Hayward gets those claps in Boston.
Why is that, Bomani?
You know what?
Did he say it? He didn't say it?
No, he just leaves it out there. He just hangs it out there.
What a freaking idiot.
That's what he does. That's
honestly,
what I mean.
What an absolute
but
ass.
But you know what it is, Lou? It's
you know.
It's lazy.
Like, you should laugh.
And you know what it
you
does?
You know, Lou, that I know that you know why they be clapping for that man.
They only want white people in Boston on their basketball team.
The worst part about it is that we all know that racism does exist. And what they do is they diminish the real, true, heinous acts of racism. When they throw something against the wall there without even understanding the facts.
Racism in Chicago?
Here's the fact.
Racism in Washington?
Right.
In Philly?
But you know what? They constantly are fighting stereotypes. A guy like him is constantly mentioning the stereotypical premises that people bring up. And yet all they're doing.
Yeah,
is they're taking a stereo?
Oh, Bomani's a toolbox. What about the other kid, Gutierrez?
I mean, his beef is perfectly fair. I'm Team Crowder here versus these fans. I mean, it's one thing if you're going to sit there and court a LeBron James, a Kevin Durant, some mega star that you know is going to be entering free agency. But when you're talking about Gordon Hayward, who's a nice player, very good player, might very well be an all-star, might be an all-NBA teamer this year, but so far has not done any of those things. And you're cheering for him ahead of a guy like Jay Crowder, who's having a good year, 48% shooting, 40-plus percent from three, tough defender, really fits into what Brad Stevens is doing and has been part of your sort of regrowth after that big three era and that, you know, that little sort of slide that you
Place
have.
To the agenda.
And yet you're cheering Gordon Hayward here. And I don't, it's again, it's nothing against Gordon Hayward, but I also will put this out there. It's Boston. They're famous for being, you know, having Larry Bird on their team.
Yeah.
Gordon Hayward looks more like Larry Bird than other players.
What?
And that's your mic drop.
Hold on.
All white people look alike?
Yeah,
I
look exactly
what
like
a racist
Larry.
Pig he is.
Don't you think I look like Larry Bird?
You do look like Larry Bird,
actually.
Yeah, right in the eyes. I see it in the eyes.
See it?
Yeah,
he's exactly like Larry.
He's a little better looking than you. But is this guy think all white people look alike?
He's got that big ugly nose. What are you talking about? Like a hook? Come on, please. This is lazy. And he got the facts wrong. The crowd gave, I was there last year, standing ovation for Kevin Durant.
He didn't get it wrong because he did say, I understand cheering for Kevin Durant. But we're talking about Gordon Hayward. I mean,
they just want a good player. They just want another good player.
It wouldn't
player.
Matter who it was. It really doesn't
you
matter.
Know.
And,
you know. You know.
And the
I
other
know.
Thing is that it wasn't like there was this, You mentioned that Durant was different. They were going nuts. It was not the same thing. I mean, there was applause, but it was during the introductions.
This was nothing.
I honestly,
it was not like every time he touched the ball. Oh my God! Yeah,
I'm starting to get to the point where people like Bomani Jones and this Gutierrez. I don't even know what the hell's his first name.
Israel.
What is it? Israel? Okay. I think they're the racists. The people that just continually go here, Jake O'Donnell's, they're the racists. The people
and yeah,
that
you're cheering Gordon Hayward
it.
Here. And I don't, it's again, it's nothing against Gordon Hayward, but I also will put this out there. It's Boston. They're famous for being, you know, having Larry Bird on their team. Gordon Hayward looks more like Larry Bird than other players.
I'm just going to put this out there.
You're not putting it. You're making your point.
Doing?
That's the way you're making your point.
I'm just going to put this out there. I don't really have an opinion either way, but I'm going to put it out there, and I want you guys to discuss it. You know, Larry Bird played there, right?
Here's one thing I will say.
You know the history, but you know what I mean. Right? I feel like we're talking to Warren Sapp.
Yeah, Boston.
People like that, though, here's the one thing that they do. And everything becomes black and white. There's no gray in the issue. So, in other words, if you
That's
are...
That's why I say they're the racists.
Right,
they can't look beyond color. They just look at it and say, Boston is racist city. And then they'll come out and say, I never called Boston a racist city, like Bomani did. Well, what the hell are you doing? What did you tell me? What are you doing?
That's what he's doing.
Well, then you tell me, Bomani, when you say you know as well as I do why they cheered for Hayward... What are you saying? Have a sack and just say something.
Right. That's a way of slipping it out.
Of course, and being able to come back and say, well, I didn't say they were racist.
He's racist.
So the question is, do you think they're racist? That's it.
I don't sit here and say, why would you want Kevin Durant? I don't want that player. He's black. We don't say that. We want good players. So whenever people bring in race, they're the ones.
It's just an old, played-out stereotype that does not exist anymore. I would defer to you.
It's Boston.
Almighty Glenn Ordway, who started Sports Talk Radio, okay? Almighty Glenn Ordway. No, honestly, okay, I'm sure there was a time when it was very contentious and there were some real issues. Here and now, today, where do we stand?
We stand probably no worse than any other city in America, and in many cases, we have a better attitude.
Yet the stigma
it's a
still
very
exists.
progressive, liberal city.
I hope so.
Stop it, people. Around the country, they have no idea. Now, does Boston have a history? Sure, it has a history. They had an owner of the Boston Red Sox that was a racist at one time. So, I mean, there's a history here.
Yes, there is a history.
But you got to move on.
You could also look at most cities and say there's a history of racism.
No question.
It's in our country.
It's Boston.
It's Boston.
So any white basketball player, Kevin Love. Didn't they cheer for Kevin Love?
Here's the problem, though.
Well, how badly were they recruiting Kevin Love? Every time the name was mentioned, people were drooling like crazy.
So is Boston
over
this not
guy.
Famous?
I wasn't drooling about that.
So is Boston not famous for Bill Russell? No?
Well, Russell had, if you remember, Russell had some racial incidents here when buying a home and everything else.
The Celtics are famous for Larry Bird. All right, what about Tony Archibald? I don't know. What, it was just John Havlicek and Larry Bird? Is that it? Just the white guys?
Well, I think when you look at that team and they had Larry Bird, best player on the team. You know,
Kevin McHale's
second best player on the
Cousy,
team.
Cousy, Havlicek.
Right. But Danny Ainge, you know, pretty good player on that team. That's what people look at. But notice he didn't mention that they went out and got themselves Ray Allen because they already had Paul Pierce. And then they went out and got Kevin Garnett.
The big three? Is the big three?
The big three that won themselves the most recent championship.
Rondo on that team?
How many white guys on that team?
It'd be someone off the bench.
Does Scal count?
Okay. But no, they...
Scal.
Scal counts for kind of reddish and gingery. I don't know if you really count him as
a white guy.
No,
actually, Scal counts for three white guys.
Yeah, you're actually good point. Good point, yes. He's got the ginger gene going,
see, but I think too. But I think that's the problem you run into in the media right now when you're trying to do stuff like this, is that anytime you make a comment, we're three white guys. If we make a comment and we know that you're dealing with sports, and in sports, in most of these sports, with the exception of hockey, a majority of the players that are playing are black. I mean, is that safe to say? Baseball, obviously a little bit different, but you're dealing with the Latin population in the game right now, the Asian population in the game right now. So we're going to sit here and we're going to criticize and we're going to praise players. And so if you criticize a player in sports, certainly in football or basketball, there's a good chance that player just happens to be African-American. But if race and color of skin is not supposed to play into it, we're eliminating that. Everybody's the same. There's no color out there.
It's just so ridiculous.
Then why wouldn't we criticize a player who did something wrong or who played poorly? But you're criticized, Lou, when you do that, and that's what the crowd's getting criticized for, the Celtics fans the other night, because they apparently did something to a black player, being crowded.
They want their teams to be the best.
That's all it is.
Anybody? How many Bruins fans wanted P.K. Subban on this freaking team?
I would love to
how
have
many?
P. Love it.
Why? What do you mean?
Everybody
you know,
would
I
love
mean,
to have
Boston's
him on
famous
team.
For what?
Right, love
you
to
tell
have
me for what?
And that's
you,
a sport.
You're famous for wanting to win. That's what you're famous for.
Gordon
wanting
Hayward looks more like Larry Bird
to
than other
win
players.
Yeah, all white people look alike, you idiot. But you know who was the baseball guy? Was it Rosenthal that wrote like Red Sox? I don't even know who the hell it was. I don't know. I don't want to throw his name out there if it wasn't him. Oh, you know, minorities. They don't like minorities.
Oh, yeah. Remember that story?
Hey, come on. You're talking about Yawkey years and years ago. Look at the freaking team now. You want good players. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what you come from, religion, race. It doesn't matter.
And that's what
Boston fans should be famous
and that's
for,
why
you idiot.
It's borderline comical. I don't even know if he's being serious.
Oh, he's being serious.
I don't know if he – because how could you even say – he talked about you can't
you
look
me
in
– you better be serious
you can't
if you're
going to
say
in,
something
yeah
like that stuff on
well,
the TV.
I know, but listen. Maybe
you can't hide
just
behind
to,
I was just joking.
Okay, that's why I would say get come on. Come on the air and let's discuss it and say Boston is a racist city. Say that, especially when it comes to – I mean,
can
white
can you
players
imagine –
I think he said it.
No, but I'm just saying.
Well, he
just
didn't
so,
say
just,
it specifically. He's like, oh, you know what I know.
Yeah, that's saying it.
It's so tired. Can you imagine?
Well, then own it.
Hey, can you, Christian, imagine if Rob Ninkovich came out and said Le'Veon Bell is pretty good for a black running back?
Well, it's like Michael Bennett talking about this kid, Zach Zenner.
Yeah.
From
came
the
out
Detroit
and said,
Lions.
You know, he's not many white running backs. He's the best running
well,
back, white
stand
running back out there.
But there's a double standard.
I
you know
but
that.
It's just.
See the reason
after a while for those of us that aren't freaking racists.
No, but the reason that these guys can continue to do it is because it coincides with ESPN's, you know, the political, you know, slant. And so it's they can get away with it. I mean, it goes to back to the Schilling thing, and we're going to get into a little bit of that because that was pretty wild. The Philadelphia writer they had on today, and then Schilling ends up calling up, and the two of them go at it. It was pretty good radio.
I think they kind of attacked him. I don't know. They're kind of mean to him.
Well,
they kind of.
Okay.
You obviously missed that conversation.
All right. And it gets a little it did get a little personal.
Right
but
over
obviously,
his head, right, Lou?
But
I mean, honestly,
yeah.
if
right over the comb over.
Your hair's messed up. Right.
If Schilling were saying stuff like that and that was where he was going, he'd be able to get away with it.
Is it more obvious that ESPN is not the place for Curt Schilling?
No, it's absolutely not.
False.
He should take
Megyn Kelly's
for
spot.
Curt Schilling.
But how should politics play into any of this stuff? See, I don't have a problem with Bomani Jones other than I disagree with him. Yeah. I don't have a problem with him expressing his opinion. Matter of fact, I think you just said it.
But own it.
Own it.
Then say it.
Go,
don't
say
come
it,
out on Twitter
it
after
right,
and say,
exactly.
Oh,
and then you have to say why.
I
but
have a problem.
It's so, but you knew, like we knew this was going to happen. This is such a lazy, lame, old school, played out. Okay, oh, we have a race topic? Oh, okay, good. Okay, how can we discuss race? All right, we'll get these guys. Okay, I know, but you talk like this, and you are, yeah. Okay, we can get you to talk about it. It is just maybe because they're not here, or maybe because it's just it's an easy way for people to listen to them, get attention. It's clickbait, in my opinion. If they lived here and they were here every day, they would realize that you can't just, hey, I'm just going to throw this. I'm just going to throw this out there. There you go. I'm just going to throw it out there. You know, Larry Bird played there, and then walk away from the mic because I don't know. Was it part of the interruption, Paul? Because they actually they everybody had their opinion. Everybody got points. You got to get points though.
Around the
comment.
Horn, actually.
Was that
the
round the horn?
Yeah, they actually gave him two points for like Gutierrez. Yeah. Actually, what looking up stats, putting up basketball
you
record.
Got points.
He's shooting 43%. Ding ding ding.
Yeah. Oh
he's
yeah,
shooting
yeah.
48%. Ding ding.
Oh,
ding.
Good job.
Christ, he turned his freaking computer on. We're gonna give him a freaking point. What's going on with that show?
But how it ended
from three, tough defender really fits into what Brad Stevens is doing.
He's got points. But how would it end it? But it would end it. Hold on, I want you to listen how it ended because basically, would they go to commercial, Paul? They came back.
They're about to, yeah. And reality's like, well, you know, did you guys all hear that he said that thing about Larry Bird? Anybody want to comment on it?
Sure. Anybody want to address what Israel Seppi throwing at
reality.
Gordon Hayward? What'd you say? Israel looks more like Larry Bird than
more
Jake
like Larry Bird than other guys in the league did.
Does that ring a bell in anybody's head here?
Nah, they would take Durant. They would take DeMarcus Cousins. They don't look like Larry Bird.
Sarah?
Silence.
Look at the uncomfortable silence.
That was Frank Isola.
The
Frank Isola chirped
silence.
In. Frank Isola kind of defended the Celtics fans.
It's like they don't know what
they
to do. They're like, you know what? We can't defend white people. We can't do that. God forbid.
That's why when they had another opportunity, I guess, to double down, nobody wanted any part of it. It sounds like our show every now and then we have dead air, just like mics go dead, you know, something like that.
Those are usually technical problems.
Pressing the wrong button.
Does that ring a bell in anybody's head here?
Nah, they would take Durant. They would take DeMarcus Cousins. They don't look like Larry Bird.
Okay, so going back to...
He can't do it.
I know he can't
do it.
Freaking do it.
We heard it the first time.
He tried again. Can we try one more time?
Just try to be silent for 5 seconds to try to create the moment, the drama.
Okay. Would take Durant. They would take DeMarcus Cousins. They don't look like Larry Bird. Sarah?
There you go.
Oh, 1 second.
Well, I mean, a 1 second of dead air. But going back to your original point where he got points because he looked up the shooting percentage.
Yeah, 43.
Okay, of Jay Crowder.
48.
Ding. Okay, if you were to ask any of those basketball people, who is the better player, Gordon Hayward or Jay Crowder, would a single one of them say raise their hand and say, oh, Jay Crowder is? Not a single one.
It sounded like Bomani was one of those guys were saying that they thought Crowder was. Now,
crazy.
I understand.
Gutierrez was saying he had a good year.
Would I rather have Jay Crowder on his contract of, what, $6, $8 million a year than pay this guy 30-something? Absolutely, I'd rather have Jay Crowder.
Yep.
Because I can then go out and get another player, and I can have them both in free agency. But if they're both making the exact same amount of money, I don't think it's – I'm sorry. I'll take Hayward all day long. Sorry if that offends Jay Crowder, but that's just my opinion. And it's got nothing to do with the fact that he looks like Larry freaking Bird because he's white, you racist bastard. And you know what? Call me out on it, and I'll tell you. I was just joking, bro, man. I was just kidding.
Gordon Hayward looks more like Larry Bird than other players. In
whatever.
When you say that,
did he get points for that?
Yeah, sure.
Get points for that.
Accusing the city of being racist. Ding. Yeah.
We'll get a lot of points. That thing would just click off. Hit the jackpot.
Does any money come out of this thing?
If you say that. But that's what it does come down to. It does come down to I'd take Crowder for his $6 million versus even Haywood right now at $16
million.
But Haywood is a better player. I think the crowd, they can react whatever way they want, and obviously they want better players on this team. I don't think Haywood's the answer either. If you're talking about a superstar that's going to take you up into the realm of Golden State and Cleveland, no way. He's not taking you there. That player's not doing that.
If Utah wasn't where they are, and who knows, maybe there's an injury and they fall out, who knows, and you could acquire the player without giving up, you know, a Brooklyn pick, that type of, you know, I don't know what the deal would be to improve this team, then yes. It's a rental to try to get your team to the next level, not the top level. He's not going to help you. You're not going to beat Cleveland. You still need an injury to beat Cleveland, you know, if you get Hayward. But he can take you to that Toronto level and maybe get to that Eastern Conference Finals. But he doesn't look like a rental. I mean, Utah's what are they, fifth right now? Or sixth right now?
I think they're fourth or fifth in the Western Conference. They're not trading him away. I mean, you know, they may end up losing him at the end of the season, but. How do you give up on the season at the trading deadline? And we'll get into that because there's a lot of conversation going on with what the Celtics are going to do. This is the year Danny Ainge has got to do something. If you sit around and you wait another year, then where are you? First of all, this group right now, they still haven't won a playoff series.
They've won two games.
Right. They have not won a playoff series yet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're sitting here talking about trying to get to that next level. Forget about the Golden State Cleveland level way up here. Just to get to the level where you're actually taking it into a conference final. I don't think there's any guarantee they're going to do that this year. They could very easily drop off in that first round because there's not much difference.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.